Call the April 19th Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dendron?
Here.
Here.
For the first time in 6 months, we're full
six
house.
And a half months.
Six and a half months. Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's jump the schedule here. Item D3, Mills Hotel Wyoming Land Combination, Mr. Deedle.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't warn you.
Yes. It's a right-of-way vacation. There's some excess right-of-way that the city owns. 16th Street, immediately south of Ryan Road. It's a little triangle where Loomis Road comes in there. The adjacent property owner to the east, to the west, Bear Development, would like to acquire this excess right-of-way. Staff's recommending, okay, we have no objection. Glenn doesn't see any use or need for that land, such a small stretch. It's my understanding that Bear Development did talk to the DOT and that they were not interested in getting half of it. Normally, you split it both ways. I don't think they were interested in doing half of it. I think Bear also talked to them about their land that the DOT already owns, and they were not interested in giving that up, though. So staff's recommending approval.
Mr. Morrow, the engineer.
I was actually in one of those meetings with the DOT, and I think I recall the conversation, and you can, if you know differently, you can correct me, but I think from what I understand from DOT, they would actually take half the right-of-way, but then they would turn that over to the developer. So technically it has to go to half to them, but they're not interested in having it, so they're going to, then they'll go through a process to give it back.
Yes, I guess agreeing with you.
Is there a motion to recommend the common,
just a quick question. So
hi, sir.
We don't need it now. We don't need it now. We don't need it in the future, even with potential water main sewer work that might happen there. It's gone.
No, it's a very short section. It's very close to the intersection of Ryan Road. We couldn't make a road there if we wanted to. DOT wouldn't allow it. There is one utility, and I forget which utility is going through there, but so they're part of the thing says that they have to get an easement for that utility. But no, if we ever wanted to be in the area, it's not very far to the intersection. Just go down the right, stay in the right of way.
Alderman Dandrea.
So in doing this, are you privy to any information that could at least relate to us that of what they plan to do with this development?
They did meet with us. I don't know if the use was confidential, but they are looking to develop that area, and they had a use in mind. I can't remember if it was confidential or not.
Okay. Well, if it is or not, they're looking to acquire that. They're looking to acquire it to put a piece of the puzzle together.
Yes.
Okay.
Commissioner Morrow.
To answer some of that, they did say that they're not interested in putting a building out there that's really more landscaping, trying to make the rest of the site work aesthetically.
So the landscaping won't create any visionary barriers, will it? We'll make sure when we see that plan.
Correct.
Okay. So.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend the common council to undertake street vacation proceedings upon the petition of Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC to vacate approximately 0.1664 acres of right-of-way, which extends along South 116th Street, directly south of 116th Street, south of West Ryan Road, and west of Loomis Road, adjacent to the property located at 11607 West Ryan Road, bearing appropriate tax keys.
Yes, sir. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion on that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go to G.
Can we do the minutes, do you think?
Let's do the Evergreen Park G. D2.
You think I should do the minutes?
They're nervous.
Oh, all right. Okay. Is there a motion? item B1, approval of the regular meeting minutes of April 5th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Abstain, because I wasn't there. Whatever.
It wasn't wrong.
So was it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-1. 5-0-1. Okay. Now, D2. Evergreen Park Estates final plat. Mr. Deedle.
They were here.
They're in the...
Rick!
Yeah,
he's in the lobby.
Jeez, I'm trying to get him out of here. Okay, Mr. Deedle.
This is the final plat for Evergreen Park Estates. You may recall it's been in front of us a number of times in different iterations. They are now proposing 4 lots and 1 outlot, and then identifying all the rest of the land to the north as unplatted lands. That is not the same as the preliminary plat. The preliminary plat showed those lands to the north would be part of it would be a lot, and the rest of them would be a number of outlots. The reason that's important is if the plan commissioner or the council wish to add any new conditions to this plat, you can't unless they change from the preliminary plat to the final plat. It has to substantially conform by state statute. And if it doesn't, then the city can make changes, can add new conditions. Staff is saying that we believe it is not the same. It does not substantially conform. And so that if the Planning Commission or Council wanted to add conditions, you could. We are recommending approval of it, but we did want to point that out in case you or the Council wanted to make any changes. The other 2 other issues, so again, we are recommending approval, but there are 2 other issues, one of which is phasing. It's sort of related as well. The council gets to decide if a subdivision will be phased or not. By either way, showing it as outlots, showing it as unplatted land, all the discussions up to this point, that land will eventually be developed. We would argue that they are trying to phase this thing, and it should be reviewed and approved as such by the council. And again, state statute would say then that has to be identified on the plat that they're doing the phasing. And then it's important to them because then you can, by state stat or by one of the acts, Act 376 or something like that, I forget which one it was. The costs that we assign to them for future phases can only relate to the phase that's on the table at the time. So that's another issue.
I didn't understand that.
What?
I didn't understand that.
So if they identify phases and the Common Council agrees to that, they show that on the plat, and then we say, in phase 3, we want you to build the road now and pay for it, or put the money aside for that road in the future. We can't do that anymore. You can only make them pay for what they're building in this phase.
And only in subsequent phases, items in that subsequent
call
phase.
Call that up, yep. So that's why it's important to the developer. So we would say that we think they are phasing, and that's something that if the council wanted to, the council could say they want to approve that phasing. Council doesn't care. They don't have to. They could say we don't care and then just let it slide.
Is the council approval of phasing, is that an ordinance?
State statute. It gives the city the ability to, if you want to, say it has to be phased and how it's going to be phased. You don't have to have it phased if you don't want to. For all intents and purposes, they might be phasing, but this council doesn't care and they just let it slide. But we want to point it out in case the council does care. The third point is the outlot. The outlot south of Evergreen Street, they are wanting deeded to the city. Staff is saying there is no use for that land. We envision no use for that land. So we'd say, why should we take it? It should be an outlot. But we don't object enough to make it a condition. We just object enough or have concerns enough that want to point it out to you and to the Common Council. The other thing I would note is in a prior version, or discussion. If that was going to be the case, they would prefer, the developer would prefer that it be an outlot owned by the adjacent lot. We would prefer that it be owned by a homeowners association. So if there were any costs associated with doing something in that lot, it would be split between four people instead of one. But again, we didn't feel strongly enough about that to make it a condition. So we do have approval with conditions, but all those conditions are carried through from the preliminary plat.
Is this outlot? This has been before us so many times. That's where the stormwater management is, right?
No, I believe it's just the floodplain, wetlands, all that stuff. And it takes up like 99% of that outlot. So there's only a sliver of land adjacent to the road that's not in a natural resource feature.
But it abuts Pleasant View
But
Park.
I think it abuts the park, and I think it abuts the stormwater pond.
Okay. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Haley. You had that look on your
face. Yeah, this makes me really uncomfortable. I mean, this has been before three, four times. Each time it's something different. Each time it's less. Basically, if we approve this, we're limiting what can be done with that site in the future without knowing what it is. You're putting in lots. It landlocks everything up to the north unless it fronts on a street that's not there. There's no talk about Marquette. I'm just really uncomfortable not knowing the destiny. We were looking forward to this being a nice infill project to unite this. And what I'm seeing after all the discussion is unplatted lands, which tells us absolutely nothing, and four lots and an outlot. Where's the commitment to the city is, I guess, my question.
Craig Donzie, One Source Consulting. Hi, Kevin.
So the intent with this phase of plat is to put four lots on the city's tax rolls in order to be able to sell them. The lands to the north are being actively pursued for development purposes. There's delays with that project because of a number of reasons. One of them is adjacent development to the north. This phased plat just simply puts four lots on the tax rolls. They were shown in the preliminary plat. There's no improvements necessary for them. They're ready to go. He's got buyers for them. We're trying to cut them off, not using a certified survey map to do it. We're using a plat to do it. The stuff to the north, we're ready to submit for Marquette's extension, two cul-de-sacs, lots, full public improvements. The folks to the north of that are not, and we're tied to them. So the intent, the reason we're here is because we're ready to sell some lots for the city of Franklin.
Alderman Dandridge.
I am concerned about getting an outlot that I don't want to take care of at taxpayer expense. I'm also concerned because I don't know what's going to happen to the north in regards to that large outlot that you consider to be outlot number three.
Sure.
Okay. The last thing I want to do is have these things given to the, or attempted to be given to the city so that the city can be responsible for paths that I think a good developer would be responsible to at least provide easements of connection as well as to their lot line provide that development. And with unplanned development, we take everything off the table.
No, you're not taking it off the table. I mean, there's a couple issues there. Let's deal with one at a time. So outlot ownership, there's a disagreement amongst you as alderpersons that you need to resolve. We can only take direction from you as a group. The alderman of the district has asked on multiple occasions that she wants that outlot dedicated to the city. We're trying to be responsive to that request. At the same time, we've got other aldermen that have clearly voiced your opinion, which is we don't want it. We understand both. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Rick cares. Just he wants you to make a decision and tell him, and we'll plat it accordingly.
If the other alderman is interested in in having a wetland controlled by the city, the only reason why that individual would want that is to make sure that it is not interfered with. Okay, and I believe we can properly boundary this with markers of stone.
Oh, there's an easement across the whole outlot, so it's an unbuildable piece of land.
Yeah, but we know what happens in outlots. People encroach further and further and further into these things. Okay, but I know we can address that in the future, but I myself...
We've said we don't care.
I don't want to be taken care of and have infinite responsibility or of finances to have to dredge an outlot from period to period.
I understand.
So
I think we've presented it as, as to be part of Lot 4. As submitted, it would be ownership by Lot 4. We don't care. The path easement discussion, that's kind of come in 12th hour. We're fine. Rick's fine. Nicole's fine. Whatever we need to do for an easement in the future phase, it can be incorporated into those cul-de-sacs and development. That's not a problem.
Okay.
We're just not to that stage yet. When that preliminary plat comes in, and it's drafted and ready for submittal, it does include an easement across that wetland. The other piece of property that's in the long term here, there's going to be some discussion amongst alderpersons about what to do with it, is we have a wetland seam that goes up through the middle of this parcel. There's a portion of land buildable upland behind lots 2 and 3 on this plat that there's mixed emotions about who's to own that. I don't know that Rick and Nicole care, but again, we have a disagreement amongst alderpersons that we just need to know. We're trying to move forward, get a final plat approved, sell some lots, and we're getting kind of caught in some internal family business.
Okay.
Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, I have some concerns about Lot 4. And also sort of with Lot 1 as well. We've approved properties like this in the past, and the basements and the sump pumps become a city problem because we have residents who own those properties who come to the city and say, my sump pump runs constantly, and they look to the city to fix the problem. I'm just concerned, particularly Lot 4, I've walked that lot previous times before along with Commissioner Haley. Are you planning to put a basement in that house?
Yeah, have you walked that lot since the city filled it when they built the road?
Yeah, when they put the road in, I understand they filled it.
Yeah.
They understand when they fill it, they're putting down usually something that's permeable to water. Most of the soils over here are heavy clay soils, Kevin. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. So the water's going to follow what it used to follow and go where it used to go, even if you put fill in there, because it's usually some kind of alluvial glacial fill. So the water just penetrates it, and it ends up next to the basement where it can't penetrate, ends up building up along the drain tiles that go right into the sump pump, and then they pump out.
So that lot was filled when they used the staging area when they built the road for the city. It's still about 2.5 feet low, and there have been soil tests on it. It was actually, most of it was sewer spoil that filled that lot. So it is more the traditional clays of Franklin than some of what you would indicate would be found a little further south on that lot, closer to the creek, which are some of those outwashed soils.
I just want to note that I have issues if a basement goes into that house, and I would defer to the city engineer and to others who might have more experience with that. But you're also close. And also, this floodplain is not going to stay where it is. The Root River and the Root River watershed has not been updated since about the 1970s and 80s. The information is old. When they come up with the new information, that floodplain is going to get larger. And I have concerns about that. It has not been mapped yet. It's the official FEMA map, though it says 2008, I think.
Right.
That is not the kind of information, the data there is older than that.
Yeah, and we've looked at that hydraulic model, too, when we were verifying those stream sections. And you're right, it is an older HEC model that has not been modernized yet. For whatever reason, that didn't get brought forward when most of them got brought forward between 2008 and 13. But
you can blame the sewage district, anyway.
Fair enough.
We had other projects we were trying to get done.
There's a number of feet differential between that creek and where the line is.
Right, but again, I'm just concerned. It's awful close there. So, and I know this wetland that comes down also, and so there have been some springs. 2006 comes to mind. I think it was 2011 comes to mind when that swale that runs down the middle of that property also had water in it. So I just wanted to note it that I have some concerns with that.
Commissioner Haley.
As a follow-up to Commissioner Fowler's comments, I was able to look closely at the maps, and unfortunately the soil layers kept disappearing on different documents. But as best I can tell, all four of these lots are in the worst hydric soils we have in Franklin. The upland areas to the north is where they're best, and we're not proposing any development there. I mean, these are four lots, two of them completely, one and a half and one seven-eighths on Blount soils. These are wet, hydric soils. This is nothing. It's not the right place to be building. We're going to put four lots in there and end up with four very unhappy homeowners.
Mr. Brazil.
Rick Brazil and Creative Homes. Just for the information of the commission, we did have, and I believe, I'm not sure if you have it in your files, Craig, but we did have a engineering soil testing done on all four of the lots. And they all are buildable lots. The one specifically you are referring to now, I believe, is lot number four. Our engineer did design that with a partial exposure, I believe, to the rear. And even when they did the report with the soil testing, they did design it with a 9-foot basement. So it is in a report that we do have.
That I want to make is you can have an engineer tell you that it's acceptable to build on. It's probably not a good idea. Okay, these are very wet soils. The Morley is just upstream, everything around here. Those are fine soils to build on. It's the majority of what we have in Franklin. But these are floodplain soils, and even though technically you can build on them, the sump pumps will run, the backyards will be wet, it'll be spongy to the ground. That's what's there. So that's the concern I have for Franklin. I'm not the alder person. I'm not an elected official that's going to have to deal with these issues, but we're putting houses in at the bottom of the pipe on soft soil.
Ms. Watson.
Yeah, Nicole Watson, 7901 West Imperial Drive. I guess just my question to you then back is this: these lots were actually designed by the City of Franklin originally when that land was purchased on Evergreen Drive. They put the laterals in, so I would assume that they have done some checking to make sure that those were buildable spaces because the laterals were put in by the City of Franklin.
Again, I'm not questioning that. It's the wisdom of whether you put a house there. Yes, the street's there, the sewer is there, there's open real estate, but these will be problem properties forever. You won't be around, somebody will be owning, and they'll may be making phone calls. It's just the reality of what happens out there.
I appreciate that. We would letting our customers know that.
I just have to say, I've dealt with flooding for 25 years of my career, and we try to prevent houses like this from going into areas like Kevin's talking about, at least with basements. I would strongly recommend that you put in a crawl space as opposed to a basement. If you're going to elevate these enough to have an open door coming out the basement, I understand that puts a lot of difficulties on you to sell a house in Wisconsin without a basement. But I think these homeowners are going to be, they're going to have issues. They're going to have issues with these basements. I've seen it before, and I'm not real happy. But I am pleased that you're talking about a trail because if I could switch topics, Mayor. I know this is for the future development, but there's the senior citizens village just on 51st Street. If they could have access to that park, which we just constructed for walking and other things to improve their quality of life, I'm very pleased to hear that you guys are considering that, and I would really appreciate that.
Commissioner Hogan.
Can somebody just answer a question for me?
Only if you ask it.
If these concerns by Mr. Fowler and Mr. Haley about building these homes on these properties, why is the city saying it's okay to do that? If there is this big demand for, they're going to have problems, they've dealt with it, they've seen these problems, why would we let somebody want to build on this then? And inconvenient, I mean, how long have we been going through this with these people?
Too long.
Exactly. And this is a runaround. This is why we're not getting people to come here, maybe because of that. I need to know why their concerns are being put to these people, and the city is allowing them to come and do this project.
Well,
I need to understand.
I'll give you my mayoral answer, and then we can have a staff answer. But my mayoral answer is that any person who owns property in the city of Franklin can petition to do whatever the hell they want with the property as long as it conforms with zoning. And if they get somebody that says it's okay to build on this, you know, somebody can call us in a couple of years complaining, but we didn't build your house.
Too bad, so sad. And then they go after these guys or the city, and then we end up...
We don't send engineers out to fix basements because...
I understand, but if this is not buildable land...
They have a report from an engineer that
says it is. I understand all that, but we're getting from our... I think you're experts on our commission here. That they're going to have problems. So, I mean... If they do, they have to disclose that to the people that they're going to sell the property to. Right?
I don't have an answer to that question.
You what?
I don't have an answer to that question.
I mean, are you going to say, well, there could be a problem? I don't think he's going to go and say that. Who's, how would he? Who would buy that? I mean,
no.
And it might not be. You're right. Totally, exactly right.
Okay.
My question is, why do we have these concerns from two commissioners on this planning commission? That from previous things, they're seeing that there could be a problem, and we're trying to make a decision if these people can build there.
Okay, let me answer it in a different way. I bought a lot from Mr. Prisbilla in 2000. And my attorney says, I'm not recommending you close on this until you get a soil boring statement from the developer. And Rick didn't want to do that because he didn't want to take the liability. I totally understood it. Buyer beware, I said, psh, I don't care. I'm going for it. Everything's fine.
Because you trusted him?
No, because I was willing to take the risk. Well, I couldn't say I trusted him because I didn't know him that well, but I wanted the lot, and there I go. It's my issue. And as it turns out, there's no issue. I mean, he could have poured the basement just on the clay that the clay forms from the walls. That's not the same as a neighbor of mine who had water issues. So, you know, it's buyer beware. Joel?
And just to add real quick, we are very clear in our contracts with regards to soil. We give our potential buyers numerous days to do their own soil testing. If we had any testing, we provide that to them. So we are very open in disclosing soil conditions. We give them the opportunity to do their testing. If it's not satisfactory to them, they absolutely can void their contract.
Let me do Mr. Deedle first and then Mr. Fowler.
On one hand, there is no law that stops them from building houses on those lots. No law at all. It's outside the floodplain. It's outside the wetlands. There is no law that says you cannot build on hydric soils. So that's on one hand. So that's why they're proposing the lots there, because there is no law to stop them. On the other hand, some of the commissioners are concerned because it is not uncommon that where you have bad soils, you will have basement problems. You can design around it. You can put in extra drain tile, put in special foundations and special walls. You can alleviate that or minimize those concerns, but they're still there. And there's also the case that maybe they get lucky and no problem ever happens. Just because it is hydric soil is not a guarantee that they'll have problems. But if you were a betting man, there probably will be. So that's on the other hand. So because there is no law, it's pretty much buyer beware. So if you want to buy a low lot, I tell all my family and friends the same thing. Do not buy the low lots. Don't buy the ones at the bottom of the hill. They're selling them to you. Maybe they're even priced a little bit better. Don't buy them. You have too big of a chance to have future problems. But there's no law that says you can't build a house there. So that's why we're not opposed to having those as lots. It's a good idea that if the developer will notify people or put it in the documents that there are bad soils out there,